Leading up to his inauguration, President Trump revealed more and more what his priorities and actions would be in the early months of his presidency. One of these is going to be the formation of a committee to explore the effects of vaccines and vaccine policies in America. This is of special interest to my next guest, who is part of an organization that seeks to empower those who have concerns about vaccine mandates for their children. She heads the Focus Center for Vision and Learning, which is in Spring Lake Heights, New Jersey, and is also a member of the New Jersey Coalition for Vaccination Choice, Dr. Sarah Lane. Thanks for being here today, Dr. Lane.
Thank you for having me.
And a couple of websites for the New Jersey Coalition for Vaccination Choice. That is njvaccinechoice.com. And for Dr. Lake's practice, focusvisioncenter.com. So my understanding is with the committee that President Trump is planning on with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., if not heading it, being a member of it, that's still a part of debate. And it's not a final decision yet, but that is a work in progress as far as the committee being formed. What is the hope of something like this? Because it's obviously being joined by someone who was a vocal critic of vaccine mandates, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and President Trump has expressed his doubts. Do you think this is a committee that is more looking to do an exploration to come up with some finite conclusion as opposed to a consensus like we hear about vaccine mandates?
My biggest issue as a practitioner who works with children who have neurological dysfunction is that we start to look at, you know, all of the factors that we're, you know, that children are being exposed to. And vaccination is a significant piece of childhood at this point for most people who are following the recommendations of the CDC and the vaccination mandates. And to think that vaccination is not part of the picture for why we have more children struggling, I think it's kind of like the big elephant in the room, as far as I'm concerned. So having a commission that's going to further look at the safety of the vaccination program, I think is a tremendous move forward for all of us.
Because playing devil's advocate here, if you are the pharmaceutical industry and you believe you have the facts in your favor, here's your chance to step up and prove the anti-vaccination people wrong, if you have the proof.
I mean, science is never settled. You know, when you stop asking questions, it's a dangerous place to be. And I think, you know, there are a lot of questions, and the studies have not been done adequately to determine, you know, pure safety of vaccinations and the chemicals and the components that are in vaccination. You know, injection of formaldehyde into a person, injection of aluminum into a person in higher quantities than is deemed to be safe. Those are things that really need to be looked at and scrutinized. And putting 26 doses of vaccination into a baby in the first year of life, injecting, you know, a vaccination within an hour of birth. I mean, those are things that absolutely need to be looked at on a continual basis. To say that the science is settled and then continuously be making changes is not really good science, and it's definitely not good healthcare and medicine.
Is there a parsing of words and facts in this debate? For example, the claim is by the pharmaceutical industry that the vaccine cocktails don't cause autism. That's their choice of words. However, has there been sufficient study of whether vaccine cocktails, especially here in New Jersey, which has the highest rate of autism versus the national average, does it cause a chemical or a physical or some sort of situation which makes a child more susceptible to autism? Doesn't cause the autism, but it creates a wider door for autism to come about.
Yeah, I define autism, and autism is defined as, you know, neurological dysfunction, you know, to the highest degree. As a practitioner, that's how I kind of help people understand it. And the varying degrees of neurological dysfunction that we're seeing within our children, attention deficit disorder, you know, autoimmune disorders, tic disorders, I mean, all of these dysfunctions within the body are definitely linked to toxicity. Toxicity of different, you know, heavy metals, different components, different metabolic conditions that can be precipitated through this toxicity. So vaccination needs to be considered as, you know, the potential for exposing some of these people or highlighting some of these dysfunctions that would not have manifested had there not been that intense toxic exposure.
We are talking with Dr. Sarah Lane, who is a practitioner with the Focus Center for Vision and Learning. That's her practice in Spring Lake Heights, New Jersey. On the web, it's focusvisioncenter.com. And she is also a member of the New Jersey Coalition for Vaccination Choice. Their website is njvaccinechoice.com. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Going off of what you said, too, as far as what the toxicity of vaccines can cause, looking at the, it's called the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, VAERS. And from 2004 to 2008, just in New Jersey alone, the database shows 1,570 events reported because of vaccine injury and death in New Jersey. It's 550 pages long nationally. I believe the VAERS report is in excess of 100,000 listings over that time period. That's not just a coincidence, and it's not a granted, the number of cases versus the number of vaccinations that take place, if you want to go percentage-wise and play around with numbers, yeah, you're going to wind up with a small percentage, but tell that to the just in New Jersey alone, the 1,570 families.
And most people aren't even aware that there is a reporting system. Lay people are not aware of it, and most doctors are not aware that there is a reporting system. I mean, the patients that I work with who, you know, have communicated to me that they feel there's been, you know, some concerns with vaccinations, you know, precipitating their neurological dysfunction in their child, they have not been reported to that system. Nobody told them that there was a reporting system. And, you know, they express those concerns to their pediatrician. Their pediatrician, you know, parrot the, you know, vaccines don't cause autism, or vaccines are safe, you know, vaccine couldn't have caused it, it's a coincidence. One case I had was a baby who broke out in like a, you know, a rash and open sores all over his head. And mom expressed concern to me, and I asked, you know, is this, you know, when did he have his vaccinations? And she was like, oh, don't go there. I believe in vaccinations. And I said, it doesn't matter whether you believe in the practice of vaccination. This is a significant medical intervention that could have precipitated a condition in your child. And we need to entertain that exposure as part of our differential. You know, as a practitioner, as a doctor, we go through and we identify what are the possibilities in this condition. And vaccination is being eliminated as a possibility because people are unwilling to think about it that way. Like, of course I want to control infectious disease, but I'm not convinced that mass injection of vaccinations along with all of the components that go with it is the right way to do it.
How intense are the vaccine mandates in New Jersey versus other states, and how open is the exemption laws in New Jersey versus other states?
It's my understanding that New Jersey has some of the highest numbers of vaccinations mandated in the country. And in the state of New Jersey, we have only a religious exemption and a very tight medical exemption that doctors are not really, you know, forthcoming with granting to patients. So, you know, unless you have, you know, real, you know, religious convictions towards making decisions about the medical interventions that you choose for your child and yourself, you know, you're pretty much mandated into these vaccinations unless you're willing to put it down as a, you know, a religious belief.
And that window and that door has been closing over legislation that usually is done in as much silence as possible, because there are too many down in Trenton who want to curry favor with the pharmaceutical industry than with people who vote for them. I saw a stat, too. I believe since 1983 in New Jersey, vaccine mandates have increased by 263%.
Wow.
And
it's continuously expanding. I mean, there's a flu shot mandate for preschoolers in the state of New Jersey. You know, it's mandated if your child is in daycare or preschool starting at 6 months of age, and then every year thereafter until they're five, they're mandated to get a flu shot. And as a mandate for a flu shot, that means they don't have a choice if they're in school. And, you know, the uptake rates for the flu shot, the concerns about the flu shot, you know, they're big. You know, most adults don't want to get a flu shot because, you know, the 2015 shot was 20% effective. You know, those are big concerns, and there's talk about, there's potential legislation to mandate the HPV shot, the Gardasil, or the human papillomavirus shot as a mandate, which is something that will never be a widespread public health, you know, concern, and it is also nothing that could be communicable between person and person.
Learn more about the vaccine mandate situation in New Jersey. Best place to start is the New Jersey Coalition for Vaccination Choice on the web. It's njvaccinechoice.com. If you're listening on the stream, do a Google search of vaccine mandates, vaccine impact, and you might be surprised at what you get as a result. Positive thing, should this committee that President Trump has proposed come to pass, it's taking what is a fragmented and often confusing debate and putting it with a stronger focus to hopefully not a consensus, because consensus is not science, but a conclusion is what true science is, and hopefully that will be the end result of this proposed committee. Learn more about Dr. Lane's practices, focusvisioncenter.com. Dr. Sarah Lane, thanks for being here today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.